Hi, this is Pia Krishnakoti, Principal Correspondent with The Print, covering foreign affairs and trade. I spent the last few days meeting scores of Afghan military cadets across Delhi, who fear they will be deported back to Taliban-ruled Afghanistan by the Indian government. Their story is a complicated one, so let's start from the beginning. In February 2022, the Indian government offered a one-year training program in English and marketing for around 80 Afghan military cadets who were already in India. Now, these were cadets who had come to India before the Taliban takeover to pursue courses in various Indian military academies like the National Defense Academy, Indian Military Academy, and Officers Training Academy. When their courses were finished, they didn't want to return to Afghanistan, fearing they would have a target on their back having been commissioned by the previous democratic government in Afghanistan. The one-year training program offered to them by the Indian government last February gave them a lifeline. Some were sent to Lovely Professional University in Punjab and others at APTEC Training Institute in Delhi, with all expenses paid, including tuition and accommodation. But as soon as their course ended in February 2023, almost all the cadets claimed their visa extension applications were either rejected or existing visas cancelled by India's Foreigners Regional Registration Office, or the FRRO. Some even claim they have received an exit form, which is essentially a government-issued document granting permission for an individual to leave the country. About 25 to 30 cadets went back to Afghanistan, but upon returning home, ended up fleeing to Iran or Pakistan, fearing for their safety, according to the cadets that The Print spoke to. Currently, 48 Afghan cadets remain in India, and virtually all are technically illegal immigrants now. They live across localities in Delhi, like Tilaknagar, Malvianagar, and Bhogal. In order to afford rent, groups of 5 to 7 cadets usually share an apartment. For instance, 7 Afghan cadets share a 2 BHK in Bhogal and split the monthly rent of 14,000 rupees. They are also unable to secure jobs because of their invalid visas. Some briefly worked in informal jobs, like as delivery boys for a packaged water company, but had to quit due to constraints during Ramadan. One of the cadets told The Print, "It was difficult for them to do delivery services 8 hours a day while fasting, so they had to quit. Also, there's a loss of dignity when, as a military cadet, you have to stoop to such jobs." A few Afghan military cadets stuck in India have received exit forms. However, the language used in the form has left some of its recipients confused. For example, one such cadet, who was part of the course at Punjab's Lovely University, received an exit form on 9th February, 2 days after his course had ended. It mentioned that he must leave India by 22nd February. A copy of the exit form seen by The Print reads, "Visa extension cannot be granted. Take exit within given time." The cadet told The Print, "What do they mean by take exit within given time? Does it mean we can stay here indefinitely, or will they deport me?" The cadets have been warned by their families in Afghanistan against returning home, as they are likely to have a target on their back. In 2021, reports emerged that more than 100 former members of Afghan security forces were either killed or forcibly disappeared after the Taliban came back to power. These were viewed as revenge killings by the Taliban against all those who were part of the previous democratic government in Afghanistan. It's important to remember that the Indian government has not had a diplomatic presence in Afghanistan since the Taliban takeover in August 2021. But last June, a technical team was sent to the mission in Kabul. Thanks for listening.